You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hero with Batum in pursuit. Here goes Hero. Fires up. Blocked by Batum. Ball kept alive. Oubre comes up with a foul against Miami. Nick Batum with more heroics.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Mike Breen and company with the call last night on ESPN. That's the playoff debut of the Mike Breen, Doris Burke, J.J. Redick broadcast team. Excited to see how that goes as we progress forward in the NBA playoffs.
To be fair, no one's saying to miss the second free throw to go up four.
That is true.
Nobody did that. Whatever you think of the telecast, everybody's got their good nights, everybody's got their bad nights. It's also, they've done like five games. They have done no games together. They did like some Sundays, I think, where Redick joined Doris. That's what I forgot to mention yesterday, too. Like, the people bring up the Pacers' domination over the Bucks, and then their semifinal of the play of the in-season tournament, they ended up beating them. Be like, yeah, Doc Rivers was there, the Bucks coach. You know what he was doing? Calling that game. Which is really, really funny to think about. Be like, oh, well, season series, what happened? Well, the current coach called the game, so he was there at least. He like saw the plays that they ran and stuff. I mean, that was pretty good. Yeah, it was see how the telecast goes. I mean, they're calling the finals, so this is what we got.
And we'll see. We'll see with Breen, yeah. Burke, and J.J. Redick. Anyway, Sixers beat the Heat last night 105-104, outscoring by Miami by 13 points in the second half. And great job by Jake playing that highlight coming back from break, because it was, the playoffs can get weird sometimes. It was the Nick Batum game. Scored 20 points last night off the bench for the Sixers. Embiid throws up 23 and 15, but like, he doesn't look like himself. Like, especially like a huffing and puffing full. And I guess like Embiid's gimmick is that he's constantly on the ground. He was on the ground even more than usual last night. I even tweeted at one point, why are his teammates not helping him up? And all the Sixers fans start tweeting me like, because he's constantly on the ground and they're probably tired for picking up this large human.
Right. I'm going to pick you up all the time. Because he's big. Hurt my back. Yeah.
So by virtue of the Sixers win last night, we'll talk about Miami in a second. Philadelphia now the 7th seed, and they get the Knicks in round one, game one, between the Sixers and the Knicks Saturday at the Garden. And as for Miami, you've heard of Pyrrhic victories. I guess this was kind of like a Pyrrhic loss, because not only did Miami lose, and we await the results of Jimmy Butler's MRI. I haven't seen an update yet, but Shams tweeting it earlier today, Woj saying it on ESPN earlier today. The expectation is Butler sprained MCL at the end of the first quarter, played the rest of the game, like didn't play great. One of the reasons why Miami lost the game, also like Tyler Hero acting like he's Allen Iverson, but not as good. Also, like, can't dribble. Butler apparently sprained MCL, would miss tomorrow night's game against the Chicago Bulls for the right to be the 8th seed, and presumably maybe like the entire first round series against the Boston Celtics. So we'll await further word confirmation on Jimmy Butler and his potential MCL sprain in his knee. So, yeah, that noise you just heard in the background, those are police sirens as the cops get sent to escort the Celtics straight to the Eastern Conference Final with this development from last night in the Sixers Heat game. So we can talk about the Celtics, Ken. We could talk about the Knicks and the Sixers. Dealer's choice here. Where do you want to start coming off of last night's game in the Eastern Conference, the 7-8 matchup?
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics are kind of interesting just because they're one of the very likely teams to win. But if we're talking about challengers to the Celtics, I think just an eye test comment first. The conversation about the NBA right now and the bracket and who can win has kind of centered on the idea that if Boston doesn't win the conference, like they're going to win the conference a lot, but it's always, well, if they don't win it, essentially one of these two teams will be the one that wins. Like, these were the two teams that were brought up the most. Milwaukee has an injury to Giannis, and they're bad. They're under 500 with Doc Rivers as their coach. The Knicks have a lot of injuries. The Pacers aren't particularly good. Tyrese Halliburton hasn't been the same. The Magic have no playoff experience. There's not a lot of options for, I mean, what do you pick, the Bulls? I mean, there's just not a lot going on in terms of teams to win the Eastern Conference that aren't Boston. Things have broken very well for them. But these are the two teams that were always brought up as like, well, the Heat have a great record against them and play them very tough and have a huge coaching advantage in the series. Obviously beat them last year. And then the Sixers have kind of come close a couple times against Boston. The teams have played very entertaining series previously. Celtics always getting the better of them. But like, this could be different because Embiid hasn't played and maybe he can get back to full health, and the composition of the teams, if the coach is different. And so this was the sell going into last night's game. It was one of the reasons why we viewed it as such a high leverage game. Like, winner of the game gets on the opposite side. Then you play Boston in the conference finals. Who knows? Just like watching the game. And this is unfair because it's one game and the Heat do this. They make teams look bad. Like, did either team look like the team that's going to beat the Celtics last night? And like, I'm just watching it and I go, like, the Heat do Heat things, and Terry Rozier didn't play in the game last night, and we'll talk about that with the next game, too. Like, that could end up being really important for them, which means Hero had to shoot way more and play way more, and that wasn't great. So, like, it wasn't even full-strength Miami, but yeah, I just, you know, you got to be honest with yourself when you're watching these things. Embiid looks not very good for a lot of the game, makes a couple incredible plays. The touch pass ahead for the layup, one of, like, the key plays of the game, was excellent, but, like, you know, he looks like 60% of what he is that we played. This was the first game. And it's like, oh, well, he'll get better. Really? Or maybe he'll get worse. Like, why does it have to be better? Why does that have to be the answer? I just found myself, it got like more pessimistic last night watching both games. I just go, really? 7-game series? Like, these are the two that are supposed to get the Celtics? And I want somebody to go get the Celtics. It makes it easier for me with Denver to win. And I don't know if these are the teams that are going to do it. I mean, Philly is, I guess, the more likely one because their guy's going to play, and we don't know if Jimmy Butler's going to. But, man, like, we had all kind of – and I did it too. We all kind of talked ourselves into the idea of, like, well, the winner of this, like, that's your challenger, and they get on the opposite side, and they meet in the conference finals. Man, it's got to look a lot different than it did last night, I feel like, for both teams, just eye test-wise watching the game.
You bet here with Nick and Ken on a Thursday talking the Philadelphia 76ers win last night over the Miami Heat. We'll talk about the Celtics and their path to the Eastern Conference Final in a second, but let's spend a couple minutes now on the Knicks and the Sixers coming up in the first rounds of the playoffs in the 2-7 matchup. Game one Saturday from the Garden. The Knicks a 2.5 point favorite, total 208.5. Really interesting series price as well at our show sponsor, BetMGM. -110 both ways. And I thought the Sixers were going to be favored, not by a lot. So it's basically pick the winner of the series between the Knicks and Philadelphia. Just based on the way, Ken, that you were talking about Joel Embiid last night, my sense is maybe you like the Knicks in this series. Maybe you like the Knicks to get past Philadelphia and advance to the second round. I'll give you my thoughts on who I think is going to win the series in a second, but is that how you're leaning right now with Joel Embiid clearly not 100% for Philly?
Well, I think there's a difference between they can't beat Boston and they can beat the Knicks with no Randall and with, you know, like, we'll see if does Anunoby play every game in the series, right? Does Mitchell Robinson play every game in the series? Like, do all these things happen? Because it's, you know, like, let's use some of the criteria we used yesterday, which I just think is a good way to start having the talk about each series. So, like, these three criteria, right, where regular season performance is kind of the least important of the three. That's obviously advantage Knicks, but everything gets an asterisk on it because Embiid didn't play in the games. So it's like, yeah, the Knicks had a better net rating, but they didn't when Embiid played. And, like, yeah, the Knicks, from an all-NBA talent standpoint, that Jalen Brunson will make either first or second team all-NBA probably this year, and Embiid won't. But when he was playing, he was the MVP. So, like, do the Knicks have an advantage? Playoff experience. Like, Sixers. Like, I mean, I just, you know, like, the coaches won a title. I mean, it just, like, it's so all of these criteria point pretty hard toward Philly. And then it's like, well, then, you know, why is Philly not your favorite bet of all time? Because I'm worried about Joel Embiid's leg falling off at some point during this. I mean, it's ridiculous to watch. And he falls down a million times. This is not even like an insulting thing. It's just, it's tough to be really confident making a bet when the key to everything is a really big unknown. And the pricing kind of reflects that it's a really big unknown. I mean, if he honestly, like, this maybe this sounds stupid, but I kind of believe it. Like, if he just looked a little better, they'd be favored in the series. If he just looked a little better, and not even a statistical thing, it's not even a performance thing, just like, I watch him and he's not wearing a brace that weighs 50 pounds and he's not adjusting it constantly and he doesn't look bad, like, they might be minus 130 or minus 140 or minus 150, but they're not, because we have to have like a healthy
probably,
amount
probably, right?
Right.
And deserve
and we have
it,
to have
right?
a healthy amount of skepticism. Absolutely deserved. Have to have a healthy amount of skepticism that he's going to play every game in the series, because this is his MO. So look, like, to start the series, obviously he is going to play in game one, well, as of right now, at least. And we kind of know everything going into game one. Also kind of interesting that, like, Batum played a lot and Tobias Harris didn't play a lot down the stretch of that game, and getting booed by the Philadelphia crowd mercilessly, missing a bunch of layups. You'd be curious, like, how much, like, how safe is his spot as, like, a max minute rotation guy in this series? Oh my God, especially in the home games. I mean, it's like, it's depressing. And they play, Batum was great in last night's game. Is that consistent? Like, you know, you'd want some kind of, and you're not going to get it, you'd want some kind of guarantee about how many minutes or games you thought Embiid would play in the series. If you told me, like, hey, like, he's going to kind of look like that and he's going to play every game, I think the Sixers are very likely to win the series if that's the case. But if it's like game three, we're not sure he's going to play. And then like game four, it's 15 minutes. And that sounds not likely just based on what we're seeing right now. But like things will change on a knife edge with this particular player. A wrong step and the series price changes dramatically. Makes it tough to bet. I would not bet the Knicks with the information that we have right now about Embiid at least like playing these minutes and having multiple days between some of the games.
Our friend Spike Eskin, former program director of WFAN, who's now hosting Afternoon Drive WIP in Philadelphia, tweeted last night that Tobias Harris is the Philadelphia 76ers' Charles Smith. A nod to the upcoming matchup with the Sixers and the Knicks, and also something that made me smile as a lifelong New York Knicks fan, traumatized by Charles Smith missing 38 consecutive layups, game five of the 93 Eastern Conference Finals, won by Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. Okay, so you wouldn't bet the Knicks. I really want to, and I want to lay them in game one on Saturday, and then I want to lay them again in game two on Saturday. I find myself, as a fan, I think that I'm normally pretty pessimistic just by rule as a sports fan, which maybe I shouldn't be because I've seen a bunch of my teams win championships. I'm pretty optimistic about this series. Now, I don't want anyone to confuse the issue here. I would have much rather seen Miami. And I had a text chain with a bunch of my friends last night, and they're like, who would you rather face? And this is before we knew about Butler's injury. And for me, it was obviously Miami. Like, give me Miami. I'll take Miami over Joel Embiid and the Sixers. So it's not like I wanted to see Philadelphia in the first round. I would have much rather played the Miami Heat. But now that we're here, and Embiid doesn't look 100%, I don't know, man. Like, the Sixers barely at home last night beat Miami with Jimmy Butler playing three quarters of the game with a sprained MCL and no Terry Rozier. And I know the Knicks don't have Julius Randle. They haven't had Randle since January. I think the Knicks are going to win this series. I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't know if I'm going to bet it before the series. I'm definitely going to bet them in game one. I think the Knicks will win the series against Philadelphia. Okay. And heartbreak for me will come later down the road in this postseason as a fan.
What? I mean, it's tough to, I'd love to be like the total opposite viewpoint. And I think, you know, I think if Embiid looks like how he looked last night, it's close. I still think it would be Philadelphia. If it gets any worse, I would totally agree with you. Like, if he, you know, if he really is like laboring and like, you know, for entire games can't perform very well, I'd be hard pressed to disagree with you. It's just, and this is the story of this playoffs, right? I don't like coming on and doing these shows and having to be like, I don't know, but the story of this playoffs is a bunch of I don't knows. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, Giannis, and Joel Embiid are all total question marks in their respective series in different ways, right? With Giannis, it's like, we're probably not going to see him. And with Kawhi, it's like, I think it's 50-50. Even game one, I feel like it's 50-50 at this point. And if game one's 50-50, they all feel 50-50 to me with the kind of injury that he's dealing with. And then Embiid's playing. But like, it's almost more confusing because how do you quantify like 40% of Joel Embiid and put it into a market like this into game one? How do you bet his player props over or under with like the sort of the mystery of how this is going to go? And so it ends up being like kind of an obnoxious story. Like, you would, the NBA is great because of the star players. And if we're going to have a postseason in which like three of the biggest eight stars in the league maybe just don't play and their teams are eliminated. I mean, first of all, you had much closer to Denver, Boston at warp speed for the finals because the amount of resistance that these teams will encounter is zero. But if, you know, it also makes it tough to be like, to come on a show like this or host a show and be like, oh, like, love the Bucks in the series. And then the follow-up question from the other person should immediately be, oh, you think Giannis is going to play? And then what the hell is my response to that supposed to be? Yeah, I know, and you don't. Giannis doesn't know whether he's going to play. I'm supposed to know whether he's going to play. So it's just like three of the eight series are compromised from having these like fun, we know what's going on betting discussions. Sometimes those can be the most fun things to bet into, but I'll be honest, it's hard to feel really confident about stuff when like the linchpin of everything in three of the series is a total mystery, and we have very limited information.
And speaking of like lacking confidence, you know, I said on the show on Monday that I really wanted to take Milwaukee, Ken, to beat the Pacers in round number one. And the more I think about it, and it's like we talked about this with the Super Bowl, with when it was kind of like, you know, I liked Kansas City in the game, but it wasn't like a slam dunk bet for me or anything to bet the Chiefs. Right. And one of the reasons why I ultimately settled on Kansas City was like when the game ends, like whether I win or lose, like I'm comfortable having laid my money on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And what I keep coming back to with this Bucks-Pacers series is if I click the button on Milwaukee, I think I'm going to feel really dumb
when it's all said and done. Right when you hit the button, you feel like you're wearing a dunce cap. No question.
So guess what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it with Milwaukee.
But you'll click the button on the Knicks. I'm not doing it. No dunce cap there.
You can't let me enjoy this year with the Knicks. I gotta wear a dunce cap if I like them against the Sixers. We're the damn two seed. Also, congratulations to the Boston Celtics on winning their first two series in the Eastern Conference playoffs. We'll do a little bit more on the Celtics on the other side, and then we'll get you set for the play-in games coming up tomorrow and some games coming up tonight in the National Hockey League that impact the playoff positioning here next on It Moved.